committee administrator go back over 15, 17, and 18, the wordsmithing they did during the recessing.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Krieger. The only changes to 15, where it says on the second line, people with disabilities in OHC services, we'll add the language or other health care plans a person may be eligible for, i.e. like Veterans Administration, to steer folks who are eligible for those programs into an appropriate health plan outside of OHP. Instead of 17, as worded on the draft you have, it'll be worded this way. Monitor patient protection measures provided in federal and state programs for seniors and disabled to assure there are adequate safeguards for the health care services they receive. And that was agreed upon language by a small working group that met. And then for 18, will be reworded as follows. Explore ways to provide seniors and people with disabilities adequate access to dentists and denturists within dental plans and the Oregon Health Plan. That'll be 18. And then we'll add one more objective or one more recommendation in the end, and that one will be to take it out here. It'll be to encourage the 72nd Oregon Legislative Assembly to enact another, well, a House joint memorial asking Congress to address federal Medicare reimbursement rates in order to help assure seniors adequate access to providers and other necessary health care providers. Be similar to House Bill, House Joint Memorial 1 that was passed last session.
Just a question on that last, is that seniors and disabled persons?
For the very last one, it just says seniors right now. It can include disabled individuals who need Medicare eligible. I don't think it's a problem with that. Those are the changes.
Okay, any more comments on the changes? Okay, we're going to move into a work session for the adoption of the rules. Do I hear a motion to adopt the recommendations?
Chair Krieger, I move that the House Task Force on Seniors and Disabled Services adopt these recommendations.
Representative Morris moves that the House Task Force on Seniors and Disabled Services adopt these recommendations. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Those who are in favor of adopting the recommendations will answer A.
Aye.
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 Those in opposition? No. Motion carries. Aye.
Mr. Chair, if I could, I want to thank you for your leadership on this committee during the interim. We certainly appreciate the attention that was directed at these programs and it's something that we've asked for a long time, so we appreciate the time that you put into it. We'd also like to thank our staff member for his work, and fortunately his background is
his background
serves him well here.
Very important to me because I had to go to him many times to, hey, what does this mean, you know?
Right.
I've not dealt with this. This isn't trees. It's not not a dead deer.
It's not a tractor.
So
right.
I appreciate, Rick, all of your help and expertise.
Well, certainly, and Jim.
And all of you who, you know, you come from backgrounds of healthcare and healthcare providers and things of that nature, and you have years of experience in it. And if you look at the legislators who are on there, other than Representative Bates is a doctor. The rest of us, you know, this is a real learning experience for us, but we did enjoy it. I appreciate all the time that you gave, and we're done this year. And so I'm going to conclude our meeting. Thank you.
I'll be letting you know.